The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The Word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, the third Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 to 24, where the Apostle Paul talks about his conversion, his being called to be a believer and an apostle to share the gospel. Paul wrote, "I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many Jews of my own age, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from birth and called me by his grace, was pleased to reveal his Son in me so that I might preach it among the Gentiles, I did not consult any man, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was. But I went immediately into Arabia and later returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing to you is no lie. Later, I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report, the man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they praised God because of me." My dear friends in Christ, as Paul lets us know here, he was absolutely thrilled that God had converted him, that God had taken him, a child of Satan and sin, and made him into a believing child of God. And he was also thrilled that what God was able to do and did do is God did teach him God's ways, his plan of salvation. Paul said, "I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preached is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ." Paul wanted to make sure that the Galatians, and well, all Christians for that matter, knew that the message he was proclaiming, it wasn't a message that he made up, nor did he get it from someone else, but he was blessed because he got it directly from Jesus Christ himself. Oh, picture to think of. Suppose we wanted to buy an ice cream cone. We might take a dollar bill and go to an ice cream store where, now if they had inexpensive ice cream, we might be able to get an ice cream cone. Probably need more than a dollar today, but just use that figure. If we had a dollar, maybe we could buy something like that. But suppose we went to the store and the dollar bill that we had was from a Monopoly board game. Then we wouldn't end up getting the ice cream, would we? In a sense, we could say that that dollar bill from the Monopoly game was a dollar. If we were playing Monopoly, you could use it to buy things in the game itself. And the other players would have to accept it. But that's part of a game. If we want real ice cream, we need real money. And in our reading, what Paul is telling us is that if we want real salvation, we need the real gospel. And when he's talking here, what Paul wants us to know is that there are a lot of fake gospels. There's a lot of Monopoly gospels that are out there, and people are being convinced that those Monopoly or fake gospels are things that a person could count on. But what Paul wants us to know is that what he's preaching, it's not a fake, a monopoly gospel. It's something that didn't come from men. It came from God. It was the real gospel. And there are so many man-made gospels, monopoly gospels in our world today. And one of those pretend gospels is, if we are good and do the best we can in this life, we'll end up going to heaven. And another fake gospel, man-made gospel, is the teaching that God is loving to such an extent that surely no one will suffer eternal punishment, that everyone will end up going to eternal life in heaven. These and other pretend gospels, though, they're not from God. And we need to be careful. We need to watch out for those pretend gospels, because like a monopoly dollar bill isn't going to buy you an ice cream cone, so the fake gospels are not going to get you into heaven. But Paul's message, it was from God. It is from God. And God revealed to Paul that we, all people, are sinners. Are sinners who can do nothing to earn heaven, but God, in his great love for us, what he did is he sent his Son to be our Savior. And it's only through faith in him, only through faith in what Christ has done, and not in our deeds and not in our efforts, that we're saved, that we can look forward to eternal life in heaven. God was able to teach and did teach his ways to Saul, then the Apostle Paul, of course. And what Paul learned was the complete opposite of what he had grown up with and what he had learned in his, as a young man, as a Pharisee. And now, if we think about it, what God was able to do for Paul, God is able to also teach us his ways and give us a desire, a growing desire to learn more of his ways. And now, when you think about it, the Apostle Paul, he was very privileged because Christ himself revealed those truths to him. That's what Paul tells us. And now Jesus may not speak to us in the same way in which he spoke to Paul, but he still does speak to us through his word. And so we can say that our Lord is able to and does teach us. He does teach us his ways, his plan of salvation. He still speaks to us through his word. Paul says, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Through God's word, our Lord is able to and does teach us his ways so that our faith doesn't fade away or disappear or die out, but so that it can keep on living and growing, so that we can be with our Lord forever in heaven. And again, that just makes us have to say, O Lord my God, how great thou art, because of the things you're able to do with sinners like us. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, it was a miracle that you called Paul to be a believer and an apostle, and it's a miracle that you called us to be your children as well. Thank you for being gracious and merciful to us, for rescuing us from the eternal punishment we deserve, so we can look forward to eternal life in heaven. Thank you for teaching us your way of salvation and for always working to strengthen our faith in you. We pray in Jesus our Savior's name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always. Amen.